بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Man fears death. The reason we fear death is because we assume that death is the end of life. We feel pity for those who have passed away. We imagine them in their grave, lying motionless. They are unable to move. They are in a dark, gloomy hole. They will remain for hundreds of years there in the company of the worms and the insects. We imagine them to be living a very sad and distressing life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to correct this misconception of ours. For that reason, he provided us with a vivid description of every stage after death, which a believer, a true believer, an obedient slave of Allah will go through. He taught us that death is not the end, but it is just the beginning of a new phase of life. Rather, it is the beginning of a bright future. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Tuhfatul mu'min al-maut." The greatest gift which a believer could ever be given is the gift of death. From the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will summarize the description of a believer's death. And what happens to him after he leaves this world? He explained, when a believer is about to leave this world and about to enter into the next life, angels surround him from all four sides as far as his eyes can see. Their faces shine like the sun. They bring with them from the heavens shrouds from Jannah made out of white silk. Within these shrouds is the beautiful fragrances of Jannah, musk, amber and rayhan. They bring camphor from Jannah. They surround him from all four sides and their leader approaches him. His name is Malakul Maud, the angel of death. He sits at his headside and he says, "Assalamu alayka ya wali Allah." May salams be upon you, O friend of Allah. He passes on the salams from Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Allah commands the angel of death, when you take his soul, أَقْرِئُهُ مِنِّي السَّلَامِ, pass on my salams to the servant of mine. What a wonderful occasion. What an exhilarating feeling when a person knows my Allah has passed on salams to me. They encourage the soul and they say, come now into Allah's forgiveness. Allah is pleased with you. Allah is not displeased. Come into a life of comfort and ease. Come, you lived a wonderful life in a good body. Come now into Allah's mercy. They encourage the soul with these words. And they say to him, لا تخافي ولا تحزني. There is nothing to fear with regards to your future. You have a bright future. There is nothing to grieve over the people of the world. Allah will take care of them. أَبْشِرِي بِالْجَنَّةِ. You take glad tidings of Jannah. Now you are forever going to enter into a life of peace and happiness. When the soul hears all of this, the soul becomes so ecstatic and happy that the soul rushes out from the body. It leaves the body so easily, just like a drop of water which remains in a water container, in a water bottle. When the container is turned upside down, that one drop slides and flows out so easily, like that the soul leaves the body. As soon as the angel of death grabs hold of the soul, he passes it on to the other angels, and those angels put it into the shrouds of Jannah. A beautiful smell of musk emanates from the soul, and at that time, the angels start proceeding with that soul upwards towards the heavens.